Maybe she won't be so much competition after all. Sakani spoke too soon.
Captain played the Master B slash Lion slash Tazagia threesome.
Where's Feisty? She'd make a good jar. I wouldn't mind sharing you with her then.
Zakani wonders if his transformation is messing with his natural desires, or if this is the result of him suddenly getting so much attention. Emil asks why it's smiling so much. Zakani says Delia is trying to hit on him again, he thinks. She points her own tail at Delia threateningly. Delia just smiles and shows her own tail, which doesn't appear nearly as dangerous.
Inquire about relationships between magic beasts. Specifically, if they can talk with each other remotely, get the word out not to eat a meal, for instance. How many they are?
Oh, if any, they want to eat a Sakani anyway. I won't eat her if you don't want me to. That will help you turn her into a gizara. We speak to each other through our mental links. None of the other Kisara will attack you now that you're here, Izzy. We can't hear each other from very far away, but Izzy can talk to us from anywhere. There are five of us in all, excluding you. You can speak to them if you run into them.
Bring Delia along!
Delia must come.
I will be happy to come with you.
Zakani explains to Emil that Delia is going to come with them. She might be able to open doors that they cannot open themselves. Emil says that's fine, but he should tell her to back off. They both rubs his ears with their tails. Tazokians have rather sensitive ears, so this is a very interesting sensation for Zakani. Sakani manages to get them to behave long enough to make it to the Magicka Research Center. The door looks like it requires a key card.
Retrieve hammers!
Smash lock! I know we lost one of the key cards, but did we still have the other? Try it and see if they work on it.
Yeah, yes. Try our key cards first, and if failure, then bash the door down.
Zakani and Emil consider all their options while going through the BIC's list of items. Quick!
The door is open now.
Her words always echo in Zakani's head as if being sung by a choir. But somehow, Delia sounds even more musical than usual. She is clearly pleased with herself. Sakani wonders if he'd eventually be able to do that kind of stuff.
Ask Delia what she has in her inventory. What are the powers she has?
My inventory is empty. I don't have pockets. I can summon electricity. Oh, you don't have powers. My powers are different. I wonder what powers you have.
Ponder the implications.
Good Zakani. He exploded fire yesterday, but nothing magical has happened since then. Emil asks if the magic beast is saying anything. She seems to feel left out, not being able to hear what they're saying to each other and all. Zakani says that he might be able to use Magicka as he continues to transform. Emil says she hopes that they cure him long before they have a chance to find out.
Ask her how to use the powers.
It's hard to explain. You just have to learn to command your powers. I'm sure once you learn to focus them, it'll be easy.
Might as well head on in since the door's open. There are three doors, but no indication where any of them lead. On the table is some very, very spoiled food. At least, it may have been food.
Try to focus power and blast the water killer. Show it he was boss.
Zakani focuses what he assumes would be why Magicka would come out of him and lets out a yell. The yell sounds more like a chirp. Nothing seems to happen.
respect the doors for any labels or identification.
There are no signs showing where they should head. All of the doors are locked, but at the moment that hardly seems like an issue. This building likely follows a similar layout pattern to the previous buildings they've been to.
Ask what adorable electric horses eat, other than Stripe Protagonist.
Yeah, she normally feeds us. But if you're not ready to meet her, we can also try to find food in the dorm room.
I can eat both vegetables and meat.
Sakani asks Emil if she's hungry. She says she's starving. She suggests that they head back to the mess hall in the command center for food. Every moment they waste is another moment close to becoming a full-fledged monster. But they need to be prepared for trouble. It would probably be a bad idea to find out Delia is lying and faint from hunger at the same time.
Break stuff! Show logs with deadly weapons and lightning horns and hammers!
I love the way you think, sweetie.
Teehee.
Curse self for forgetting rations in the dorm room. Curse the fact the food is on the other side of the door a meal can't cross without the help of a bunk bed. And the lack of bunk beds.
Sakani could always fly over there himself, but he isn't completely sure he trusts Adelia to not eat a meal the second he leaves.
Decide to go forage for food in the dorm room after. Maybe there'll be cupcakes.
Sakani misses his mother's caterpillar cupcakes. The combination of insects, flour, and sugar was perhaps the greatest thing the baker Telaus thought up. The door doesn't appear to be locked, but even if it is, Sakani now has the dorm room code with which to open the way.
Ponder exactly when he developed ADD.
Sakani had heard Emil's tummy growling, and it reminded him of the time when his sister's mate was 30 minutes late for their date, and she told Sakani if he ever got a girlfriend, he should always ensure that she is fed immediately, because only huge jerks let their loved ones starve. In fact, he's pretty sure that she actually said the female's comfort should be placed over the male's life. The always same kind of function, the male's comfort being important too. Obviously, Sakani doesn't know much about relationships work, but he always told that his main goal should be making the female happy, otherwise he'd end up being sad and alone. And he doesn't really like being sad and alone. Maybe that's one of the reasons why me push him around so much, because his sister and sister was probably a titular lady. But Sakani has needs too. Needs like not turning into a hideous monster. That's a pretty big need he feels, though he's not totally sure what he even wants from me all at this point. It's not like he didn't like what he did. It was a very interesting fun ways to cope with her incompetent release, and she's kind of soft in some places, like a teddy bear only warmer. But then again, Sakani is pretty soft too. Maybe relationships is getting comfort in each other's softness. He feels safe with Emil, which isn't quite how he feels around Dilly, and yet Dilly is a stranger lore about her. Does Sakani secretly want to be bossed around? He couldn't even find him having to get commands from other people all the time, though it could be the worst existence ever. What were they doing?
Search the dorms for something that will help your situation.
After going through a couple of rooms, they find what they're looking for. It's a giant mess hall. Emil offers to look around behind the giant buffet counter for anything that could still be edible. She doesn't think she'll find anything Sakani would enjoy, but she'll try to find something his stomach can handle. Delia offers to make Sakani an Emil sandwich, but claims she's joking upon seeing his reaction.
Go with Emil looking for food. Ask Delia to guard the door.
Delia insists Majibi is not going to hurt them, but complies. While they look through various boxes looking for edible things, Emil tells Sakani an amusing anecdote about the time when her brother got really drunk and came home saying he was going to take her to the largest roller coaster in their district. Her mother interjected, saying there was no condition to ride anywhere. He said that he had gone to Laos just fine and that he knew what he was doing. This convinced her. But when they went outside, they found that he parked his motorized bicycle in the middle of their yard, right on top of a ceramic statue. He looked at the cycle, and then at the broken statue. And after a pause, admitted that maybe she was right. Their mother was so angry, but Emil couldn't help but giggle. Sakani chuckles as he hears this story. Emil squeaks and says this is the first time she's heard him laugh. He sounds so adorable, like a songbird. Sakani blushes and thanks her. It's weird being complimented on something his entire race does naturally. But lions probably don't eat laughing dazakis very often for obvious reasons. Zirconia asks Delia what she wants for food, but she responds by saying Magi Beasts only need to eat every couple of days, and she had already been fed not long ago. Oddly, some of the food wasn't all that old. Zirconia wonders if the human had brought it here. They managed to make a soup for him and a strange pastry for a meal, filled with various fruits and vegetables.
Ask Delia what Edgy's like.
Edgy's super nice. She feeds us all and keeps us company. She doesn't ever move from where she waits for you. She helped me learn about how to use my powers. She can help you learn too. She just wants some company.
Zirconia doesn't want to give her the company that she seems to be trying to get from him. At least, he doesn't think he does, right? They continue eating for a while and are about to head back to the Magical Research Center when a more pressing matter makes itself known. The lights are dimming, when the station is beginning to run out of power again. Whatever they intend to do, they better do it in a hurry.
Get to that research facility and scramble to find what you're looking for.
From the entrance, they find a restroom to the right and a locker room to the left. Then they head forward. To the left is a storage room and to the right some kind of conference hall. There's a poster near the end of the hallway and stairs that presumably head up.
Track poster. Looks like a map. If it is, take it.
Looks like a handy map detailing the three floors of the building. Zirconia adds it to the BIC.
Break all the locks again, yeah!
I like destroying things for you.
She seems really into it.
Peep at the conference room. Maybe they left some convenient notes lying around.
Doesn't seem to be all that much here, but Zirconia does notice an open suitcase.
Check storage room.
There's some blood on the floor. The back wall contains several cabinets containing what Zirconia assumes to be supplies. There's various laboratory equipment in here as well.
There's a room labeled Control and Creation label on the map. We should go there quickly.
Zirconia notices it for the first time. Of course. How could he have missed something so obvious?
Danger! Oh, that wall!
Zirconia punches the jaw for his being so unobservant.
Crash!
There are mixed reactions to Zirconia's action.
Oh, so patient.
They quickly head to the second floor and make a right into Gujiara Creation Lab. Or should they call it the Magi Beasts Creation Lab? There's various laboratory equipment and a terminal. The room continues further to the right.
It's arranged, BIC.
Done.
Read the note, Zirconia.
Zirconia reads the note. This lab must have been used to make beings of pure magic. Is such a thing even possible?
Check terminal. Search for antidote.
Zirconia does so. There seems to be more information on the next page. The power has been cut. How can Zirconia's timing be so terrible? He should have done this before reading the note. The green vial may be the cure. Zirconia remembers seeing three vials on one of the tables. Red, green, and blue.
Check the other side of the room.
A Tzakin child. They were using humanoid bills as the regular tissue? Zirconia is starting to feel pretty angry. The channel shows no sign of life, and a much larger tube has apparently been broken by a failed experiment. It serves them right.
Examine the contents of the table over there, along with those broken shards.
I wonder if this is useful. Let's see, a centrifuge, a strange gun-shaped device with a screen, maybe a scanner. This could come in handy. Huh? A bunch of broken glass. Looks like there's a small eyedropper among it.
A meal?
Hmm?
Get out of here! Now!
Chapter 5, Monstrous Resolve. End.
Thanks for reading, yay!